1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:32, sunshine and 47 degrees. A beautiful fall Monday morning out there. We're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning by Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. So how do you like this fall weather?
It was beautiful, you know, and I can't think of a more beautiful weekend other than a couple of football games. You know, it was really, really beautiful this weekend. And, you know, talking about harvest, there were a lot of machines running over the weekend.
I bet, getting after it out there. So how things look harvest-wise, how are the beans going?
There's a lot of beans that are getting out really, really quick here. Of course, with the size of the equipment that we've got these days, it doesn't take long. And unfortunately, with what I've been hearing from those that I've talked with, yield-wise, not having to wait to get trucks back to the field, cutting quite a few acres to get the truck filled. Yeah. So, not totally unexpected, but still disappointing nonetheless.
Well, not to be totally unexpected, though, huh, Brian? Because we did not have a very healthy for growing season here this summer, hot and dry.
We were a little bit short on moisture, and I haven't gone back and looked to see what the departure is from normal, but I'd say that we're probably someplace between half and two-thirds of what normal is for the summer growing season.
Yeah, indeed. We were certainly void of precipitation at us for sure. Plus, Brian, not only did we have heat, but we had excessive heat, too.
We did, and it was at a critical time, especially for the soybeans. It was really during the time that they were trying to flower, and you may have heard me say it before. I know I've told a lot of folks, beans are one of the most tremendously inefficient plants on the planet. I mean, they're going to abort some flowers. They're going to abort some pods. They're going to abort some beans within pods, all as a result of any stresses that hit them at the wrong time. And, there were a lot of stresses that hit at the wrong time this summer.
Yeah, very unfortunate indeed. And, we still are in a, drought here, in Lyon
Correct.
County in east central Kansas. So, things without moisture, we need to get this turned around, don't we?
We do need to get it turned around. And I know that there's a lot of folks that are moving cattle and finishing getting cattle off grass. Some folks have been getting some calves weaned here. Sort of want, for the winter time, want to have some runoff to get the ponds refilled, because there's a lot of cattle that water from ponds even during the winter time. And unfortunately, there's also a lot of these guys that have cattle also has some beans still in the field. They just soon get that done. And, all the beans aren't quite ready. There's still some beans that are just really starting to turn, quite a few leaves left on them already. And, there's a chance that some of those late beans may have been able to take advantage, missed the worst of the heat,
yeah,
and may have taken advantage of some of the showers that we've had here within the last month and a half. Not drought-breaking showers, but yet enough to keep those plants sustained and keep them moving forward. So, there is some potential that we could have a little bit better yields there on the others as well.
You've been mentioning farm and ranch land. What is the pond situation overall, Brian, from what you've been hearing, water-wise?
Poor.
Okay.
Poor at best. I mean, anytime you see the number of bulldozers and track hose, back hose, in pastures this time of year, it's a pretty good indication those ponds are pretty low. And so the guys are actually doing some maintenance work that needs to be done. But unfortunately, nobody ever wants to really have the opportunity to do it. But, you know, you sort of get to take advantage of it when you can. And it's something, quite honestly, ponds are sediment traps. That's all they really are. And they're going to fill in over time. And without maintenance, which is cleaning them out, they will eventually silt in. We've seen that even on the really big ponds like John Redmond Reservoir. And over time, they do need some maintenance.
So what do you hear about the haying? Did we have, was our haying season decent around here?
Hay crop was light, but I think the quality was generally pretty good. It sort of depended on where you were, and if you happen to be underneath one of those very beneficial showers. There were some folks that had some really good brome early on. There were some folks that were maybe half. Looking at the prairie hay season, which is typically what we see around here, a lot of the prairie hay was, a lot of it was two-thirds, three-fourths. And again, if you were in the right spot and under the right shower, you got pretty close to a normal yield on some prairie hay, but those spots weren't very big.
Yeah, I think you hit that on the head. Precipitation-wise, we really have not had a lot of widespread rain. It has been spotty. Some people are getting 2 inches, some none, when these showers and thunderstorms came through. What about the corn situation? What are we looking at there, Brian?
Most of what I've heard is that anything that was cut for grain actually was probably a little bit better than what many had hoped. That's going to be probably pretty close to an average crop for this part of the world. The unfortunate thing is that we were set up to have a really good crop if we would have had a couple of timely rains. But, the unfortunate thing is it takes rain, and when we didn't get that, then all of a sudden the yields start going away. But, we had some probably easily the best stands and the best looking, most uniform stands and most uniform looking crop that I remember seeing around here. It was set up to look and be a very, very good year this year, and then it quit raining.
Well, that's what the farmers deal with, unfortunately. They're at
risk the mercy of Mother Nature.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. But it sounds like, though, given the extreme situations we've had, lack of moisture, all the intense heat, for the most part, it sounds like, Brian, things are probably as good as they possibly could have been.
Given the year, I think that there have been times where we've had precipitation like this and had much less yield, much less to harvest. And I don't know if that's a testament to the improvements in the hybrids that we're using on the corn, luck of the draw and timeliness of planting. Who knows what the actual root cause is, but still being able to benefit from that is at the end of the day what's most important. And I think that we are extremely beneficial that for the most part, there was some corn to harvest. I know there was a lot of it that was put up as silage. I know that there were a lot of soybeans that were baled up. Haven't talked to anybody yet that bailed and then left check strips for the insurance side of things, and to see what those strips ended up, because I'm fairly sure that they will have to be harvested, just to see what the difference was. And I haven't checked with anybody to see on that, but again, to make decent hay out of soybeans, you sort of need leaves, and if you wait to see what you're going to have for grain, you don't have any leaves, so then you're just baling stems, and even ground up cattle don't like the stems.
Well, the weather conditions certainly not conducive to the word bumper, as far as our egg products go here. But
unless you feel it running over you.
Yes. Exactly. So how'd the wheat wind up? We don't have a ton of wheat around here, but what do you see as far as the wheat
harvest?
You
know, wheat harvest was really good, and that's one of the old adages is that wheat doesn't like wet feet, and we surely didn't have to worry about having too much water for the wheat this year. But again, just like during the springtime, it was mostly timely precipitation that was just enough to keep it going, and that's sort of what the wheat crop needs. And I think that not only did area producers have yield, but they also had a decent price this spring. So I think this may have been one of the best years to have wheat planted and in quite a while.
What were some of the crops like? I mean, as far as, you know, per acre, bushels per acre, you hear?
You know, hearing wheat, I was hearing a lot of 50s, 60s, few up towards 70, which, I mean, that's really good for dry land wheat in this area.
Yeah.
And not just a couple guys that sort of questioned whether they really had their acres right or anything like that, but it was pretty widespread that there was a lot of 50s and quite a few 60s on the wheat. You know, corn, I'd say that 100 to 120 is probably going to catch the better corn around. There's going to be a lot that's down in that 70 bushel range. Like I said, there's quite a bit of it that was cut as silage and makes some very good silage because there was some corn in it. Soybeans really not hearing a whole lot for yield. The one thing I have been hearing is that seed size has been tremendously small. And I would guess that just from what I've seen and based on small seeds, you know, if you ended up harvesting 25 bushel to the acre on your soybeans, probably a good yield for this year. And that would be below average on the beans. I think the county average for soybeans here is someplace in the 35 to 36 to 7 range.
Can talk with Brian Reese, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent, KVOE Live and Local, Newsmaker 2. It is 8:43. So what's new at the Extension office? What's going on, Brian?
Well, as you may have heard, our friend Corinne decided to pursue other career opportunities. Darn it. But as such, then we're trying to hold together the 4-H program for a little while until we can go ahead and get things opened up and get that process involved. But, you know, you've been talking with Travis, and Travis and Melody will be doing some Medicare Part D counseling coming up here, starting, I don't know what the first dates that they're going to have appointments, or if they're already filled up.
Well, yeah, check with the Extension office, because they are filling fast. We know that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, and those two will be very busy in the coming month and a half. You know, of course, Melody's doing some things out in the schools and at various places around as far as the family and community wellness side of things. I actually got to go down to the zoo, and Melody went with me on Friday, and we saw a few little over 100 kids come through, and we talked a little bit about livestock production practices. So that was a fun time to have. One event that I know that I've got on the calendar, and there's a couple others that are sort of in the works, but we will be having an estate and transitioning workshop coming up. I believe the date is the 16th. I believe that's a Thursday, the 16th of November.
Okay.
And I don't have all the particulars about that in front of me at this point in time, but it'll be an evening deal. We will require some reservations. We are planning on having a meal to go along with that. You know, it's, as you look at the business side of things, there's some need to be concerned about the assets that are involved, but a lot of the ag businesses, the assets aren't really liquid assets. And as you try to pass those on to a next generation, not only do you want the assets to transfer, but you want the business to succeed and you want the business to transition. And so that's going to be, we've got a lawyer that will be coming in and talking about some of the state asset transition type terminology and things you need to consider there as well. And then we'll have Ashley Westerholt, who is with the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition out of K-State in Manhattan, talking about transitioning the business side of things. We won't be able to put plans together for anybody. That's more than what we can do in a few hours. And they are so individualized as far as what the best case scenario is. Every situation's unique, and we recognize that. But at least hopefully we'll get some people thinking about what needs to happen and maybe initiate some action.
That's important information, yeah. That's
It is, and as you look at the landscape, I was trying to dig back, and I think that the average ag producer age, I think there was like 900 farms in the county. This was as of the 2017 census of ag. And I think the average farmer age in Lyon County was like 59. And as you look at those numbers, we're 6 years past that now.
Yeah.
I'm doubting that the average age has gone down. I'm betting that it's gone up, and we've all got a date stamp on us. And at some point in time, there will be a change. And, as the average producer age continues to increase, that means that at some given point in time, there's going to be a tremendous amount of assets and businesses that are going to change hands. Well, better to have a plan for it than to just let the IRS and the state go ahead and, have their way with it.
Well, as that date draws near, Brian, we'll get you back on here to preview that and, again, give an opportunity for folks here in the area to get registered for, important information there. Well, we appreciate your time as always, Brian. Thanks a bunch.
Ron, thank you very much. You have a great day.
All right, good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Likewise.
Brian Reese, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent, and more. Now that Corinne Patterson has departed, that's big shoes to fill. And 4-H, very important and very popular program here in Lyon County. It is 8:49, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. It is 8:48. Now the headlines from ABC.
The State Department is confirming at least 9 Americans are among the